in verse 20, it says, deceit fills hearts that are plotting evil. Deceit fills hearts. But joy fills hearts that are planning peace. So I suggest we plan more peace than we do deceit, right? If you're going to plan something evil, don't be concerned. If you're going to figure how to do something evil or to hurt someone, you're going to have deceit come into your heart. And, of course, it's going to create problems with your heart. You know, your heart's going to get hard. It's going to stop up arteries, and you're going to have all kinds of problems with your heart. And another thing we have learned, Cheryl and I have learned this just from being around people that do not love themselves, their heart gives them problems. If they don't love themselves, heart failure happens prematurely. You know, if you love yourself and you're planning peace and living in this wonderful joy and everything, you can have a wonderfully great, strong heart. You know, because God says so. Verse 21 and 22, no real harm befalls the godly. No real harm befalls the godly. But the wicked have their fill of trouble. Now then, when you're having your fill of trouble, what does that mean? You must be maybe a little wicked. Maybe you've just done something, maybe you stepped out of peace. Maybe you're not walking in love. You know, maybe you're letting self get in the way. Now, this thing's a beast. When you let it rule you, it'll cause problems. I mean, it will kill you. And whenever you get angry and rebellious and all those kind of things, it'll cause this body to internally fail. I mean, whenever Cheryl and I, when we used to be with him a lot, we used to talk a lot because he was a doctor. And I had no idea that whenever a person goes into a fit of anger and rage, how it produces things within the body that goes to attack our organs in your body. But even the medical doctors know this. I thought, wow, God knows this. He told us all about this. But now even the medical doctors know this. Ty was very knowledgeable on those kind of things. So, you know, you need to walk in love. I mean, when you walk in love, hey, no real harm befalls the godly. As long as you're godly and walking godly. Now, you can't say I'm godly and be living like the devil and be godly. And a lot of people think they can. A lot of people think they can be a born-again child of God, and then they can be angry, hold a grudge, do all those things, and still they'll be okay. But it'll bring sickness and disease to your life. That's why so many Christians have so much sickness and disease. It's because we will not walk godly. But the wicked have their fill of trouble. So that's like that teaching that Dave done whenever he learned these principles. And he done a teaching back there that calls me, I'm a Christian now, me wicked? You know, that's the title. And it's a very good teaching. Me wicked? Can we as Christians be wicked? Oh, yeah. We really can. And when we are, it brings all kinds of problems into your life. I mean, it does. It brings devastation. It can bring sickness and disease into your life, into your children's life, and all kinds of things. Many people have made decisions in their life that have cost their children either something serious or even their children's life prematurely. And, I mean, when I see these kind of things, I think about the decisions we make, and when we make the wrong ones, how it does affect not only us, but our children. And one of the things that affects so many children today, God says in His Word, I hate divorce. Now, we have so many divorces in the church, and whenever there's a divorce, and there's children especially. I remember that I don't know how many years that Betty and I had been married, but many, when her mother and dad got a divorce. I mean, that was the furthest thing from my mind. I could not fathom them ever getting a divorce. They've been married for, I don't know, 35, 40 years at least. And then for some strange reason, they decided to get a divorce. And her mother called Betty and told her, said, your daddy and I are breaking up. It devastated her. I mean, here she's a grown woman. We got our own children. And it devastated her. It like to destroy her. You know, she couldn't fathom that her mom and daddy was going to get a divorce. I mean, if it affects a grown person like that, how do you think it affects them when they're 6 or 8 or 10 years old? It affects them tremendously. And, of course, the Lord knows all that. That's why He said, I hate divorce. You know, make it. You know, love each other. Do what God says. It says, no real harm befalls the godly, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord hates those who don't keep their word. Isn't that something? The Lord hates those who don't keep their word. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, if God hates you if you don't do it, I suggest if you tell somebody you're going to do something, I don't care what it costs you to do it, do it. Because if you don't, you go back to those verse right before that, no real harm will befall the godly. But if you're the wicked, you will have your fill of trouble. Now then, if you don't obey God, and you're not a woman or a man of integrity, and you go around telling people you're going to do something, you don't ever do what you tell them you're going to do, God sees you as wicked, and you're going to have your fill of trouble. You're going to be in trouble. Constantly, there's something going to be happening to you, and you're not going to like it. And you'll wonder, why me? I can tell you why me. Because you're not obeying this book. Now then, let's go to the next couple. But the Lord, I guess we covered all that, didn't we? Yeah. Wise people don't make a show of their knowledge, but fools broadcast their folly. I mean, boy, it's real easy to get around people, and if you just say one little word, and they're off on a tangent, and they're telling you how great they are. I mean, how what I've done. Wow. Wise people don't make a show of their knowledge, but fools broadcast their folly. Work hard. Now, that's something that so many people don't want to do today. Work hard. Now, there's got to be a way. Let's go to school. Let me get an education. I don't want to work hard. You know, I want to get up and go to work at 9. I want to have a break at 10 till 10:30. And then I want to go lunch at 11 and come back at 1 and then have a break at 2:30 and then go back to work at 3. And then 4, I want to get off. And I want a real good pay. And I only want to work 4 days a week max. Isn't that amazing? There's some people like that. There's some people like that. But it says, work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. I still remember when we used to be in our yearly management meeting, whenever the CEO and the regional VPs and all of us in management, upper management, would meet somewhere. And I can still remember, I was a regional engineer, so I was invited to these meetings. And I can still remember the regional VP asking each one of the general managers in his group, or the men that work for me in my group, which one of these men would you promote? Is there any of them promotable? I mean, do you have a man that you would recognize, or do you have anybody else, Thurman, that could become a regional engineer that could do what you do? And if I had one, I'd say, well, so-and-so could do this. He said, well, one of the VPs out in the West Coast called me, and he's looking for a regional engineer. But we want a good one. If you have one that's that good, we'd love to promote him and let him become a regional engineer. Now then, same way with the general managers. Do you have somebody that's promotable in your building? And if they were, and they'd take their name down, and then when a job came open, they would contact them and see if they were willing to take a new job or move to a new location or whatever. And always it was people that were hard workers. You know, somebody said, why work hard? There ain't nobody looking anyway. Oh, yeah. They're watching. They're paying attention. You just don't know they're paying attention. But let me tell you, whether you know it or not, or nobody else on earth paying attention, who is always paying attention? The Lord. That's right. You know, I mean, just like the other day, one of the guys is kidding, you know, here, kidding me. I went to get something while I was gone. They went on a muffin break. And I came back, they're all up here on a break. So Eldon said, well, that's you know how it is when the boss goes away, you know, we play. I said, the boss didn't go away. He stayed with you. I went up there. But our boss, he was with all of us. He said, I know that. They were just kidding anyway. We're just having a good time. But our boss never takes a break, does he? No, he's watching us 24/7. He knows. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. Well, I don't know about them, but I had a lot rather work hard over the years and be in a position of management and be a leader and make fairly decent money I went that route. But I saw I took the wrong route after I had got into the workforce many years. But now I thought, well, it's almost too late to change. I had been in it so many years, but I could have, I guess, any time, but I didn't. But I told my son, I said, son, I don't want you to work for somebody else. I want you to be your own boss. I want you to be the owner of your own company. So I said, you go to school, you serve the Lord, and he'll put you in there. And then I said, you'll be a lot better off. And I said, nobody can fire you. I mean, how many men have you seen that have worked hard and they get to be 60 years old and a bunch of new young guys take over this big corporation? They come in and they say, well, you're 60. You're over the hill. We don't need you anymore. We're going to get somebody besides that. Look, wow, look what we're paying you. You've been here 35 years. Let's just retire you and kind of boot you out. We'll get some guy that's 30 years old that can do the same thing or learn how. We can pay him half what we pay you. So let's just kick you out. You've seen that, hadn't you? Sure. I've seen it lots of times. Lots of times with men. So I said, don't work for somebody else. Be your own boss. And so he did. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he did. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. Some people want to sleep in all the time. You know, I think about Cheryl. Last night, this girl has been up night and day. I mean, she hardly ever sleeps. She did go to bed with me last night. Usually she waits till 2 or 3 or 4 hours after I'm in bed, then she comes to bed. But last night she went to bed with me about, I don't know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, whatever time it was. And then when I woke up, that wasn't last night, that's night before last. I woke up night before last at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she ain't there. And I get up and she's out here working on that stuff, typing in emails, doing all kinds of stuff. Worked all day long and way up to midnight again that night.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.